Well, in heated clashes with opposition MPs, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews has rejected calls for the resignation of some of his senior ministers over the state's bungled hotel quarantine program. Mr Andrews was giving evidence to a parliamentary inquiry that's investigating his government's handling of the pandemic. As the hearings got underway, it was announced that another 19 Victorians with the virus have died. 14 of them were nursing home residents, and the state reported 331 new cases today. Samantha Donovan has more from Melbourne.
As the families of another 19 Victorian victims mourn their loss, the state government is again under pressure over its hotel quarantine program. Had infection control not been so lax at the hotels, it appears Victoria wouldn't be in the grip of a second wave. Nationals MP Danny O'Brien asked the Premier Daniel Andrews if he regrets using private security guards at the hotels.
No one wanted a second wave of this virus. But none of us have the luxury of going back in time. None of us have the luxury of pretending that the reality we face is not the greatest challenge we've ever faced. I don't have answers to my satisfaction, and I expect to yours either. That's why we've set up a process.
Mr Andrews acknowledges that genomic testing shows at least a significant number of Victoria's current cases can be traced back to the hotel security guards. But when asked if more recent genomic testing shows all the current cases can be linked to hotel quarantine, he said he didn't have access to that information. The Premier faced heated questioning from Liberal MP Richard Reardon.
Every day you have refused to tell Victorians which of your ministers was responsible for letting the virus out of hotel quarantine. This morning, the Herald Sun has revealed what you have been hiding from Victorians. Your Minister for Jobs and Precincts, Martin Pakula, was responsible for bungled hotel quarantine. Will you demand that he resign?
The Premier answered no and said it shouldn't be inferred that he accepted the accusation made against Mr Pakula. Mr Reardon then raised with the Premier the recent ALP branch stacking scandal.
What do you say to Victorians as to why you can make resignations happen when they're your political enemies, but when they're in your cabinet, you won't force them to resign?
Mr Reardon, the only enemy that every single Victorian confronts is this wildly infectious virus. And I'm not interested in playing political games with questions like that.
Mr Reardon went on.
Hundreds of thousands of Victorians have lost their jobs and businesses, and thousands of family members have lost loved ones. Victorians have trusted you to keep them safe. You have catastrophically let them down. Will you apologise to Victorians?
As I've said, Mr Reardon, I'm the leader of the government and the leader of the state. I take responsibility for all of the decisions that are made across our government and the performance of all of our agencies. That ultimate responsibility is an important function of the job that I have.
On your government's own figures, this complete failure of government policy will surely be the most disastrous economic and social catastrophe in Victorian history. Premier, how will you take personal responsibility for this? What does personal responsibility mean?
Well, in the first instance, Mr Reardon, it's not playing political games. It's instead being exclusively focused on driving down the amount of movement across the Victorian community, driving down the number of cases across the Victorian community, providing care and support to everyone who needs it.
Victoria's Health Minister Jenny Markakos also fronted the inquiry today. Mr Reardon grilled her about when she first heard about problems in the hotel quarantine program.
Okay, so Minister, I've got an email here sent to me on the 11th of May that was also sent to your department, clearly outlining deficiencies in hotel quarantine by an experienced infection control nurse in hotel quarantine.
Was that an email addressed to myself?
It was addressed to your department.
There may have been many hundreds or thousands of emails, perhaps, that have been exchanged by different departments, different agencies, different public servants working on the pandemic response. I don't think anyone would expect that I have the ability to read all of those emails. If they're not addressed to me, there's no opportunity for me to read those emails.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton was quizzed about media reports claiming he was told about problems in the hotel quarantine program as early as April. He was asked if he passed that information on to the minister.
I have no correspondence that I can recall that relates to that. I do not know what those stories refer to, I'm afraid.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton. Samantha Donovan with that report.